Proto-Evangelium of James. In the records of the 12 tribes of Israel was Joachim, a man rich exceedingly, and he brought his offerings double, saying, There shall be of my superabundance to all the people, and there shall be the offering for my forgiveness to the Lord for a propitiation for me. For the great day of the Lord was at hand, and the sons of Israel were bringing their offerings. And there stood over against him Reuben, saying, It is not meet for thee first to bring thine offerings, for because thou hast not made seed in Israel. And Joachim was exceedingly grieved, and went away to the registers of the 12 tribes of the people, saying, I shall see the registers of the 12 tribes of Israel, as to whether I alone have not made seed in Israel. And he searched, and found that all the righteous had raised up seed in Israel. And he called to mind the patriarch Abraham, that in the last day God gave him a son, Isaac. And Joachim was exceedingly grieved, and did not come into the presence of his wife, but he retired to the desert, and there pitched his tent, and fasted 40 days and 40 nights, saying in himself, I will not go down either for food or for drink, until the Lord my God shall look upon me, and prayer shall be my food and drink. And his wife Anna mourned in two mournings, and lamented in two lamentations, saying, I shall bewail my widowhood, I shall bewail my childlessness. And the great day of the Lord was at hand. And Judith, her maidservant, said, How long dost thou humiliate thy soul? Behold, the great day of the Lord is at hand, and it is unlawful for thee to mourn. But take this headband, which the woman that made it gave to me, for it is not proper that I should wear it, because I am a maidservant, and it has a royal appearance. And Anna said, Depart from me, for I have not done such things, and the Lord has brought me very low. I fear that some wicked person has given it to thee, and thou hast come to make me a sharer in thy sin. And Judith said, Why should I curse thee, seeing that the Lord hath shut thy womb, so as not to give thee fruit in Israel? And Anna was grieved exceedingly, and put off her garments of mourning, and cleaned her head, and put on her wedding garments, and about the ninth hour went down to the garden to walk. And she saw a laurel, and sat under it, and prayed to the Lord, saying, O God of my fathers, bless me, and hear my prayer, as thou didst bless the womb of Sarah, and didst give her a son, Isaac. And gazing toward the heaven, she saw a sparrow's nest in the laurel, and made a lamentation in herself, saying, Alas, who begot me, and what womb produced me? Because I have become a curse in the presence of the sons of Israel, and I have been reproached, and they have driven me in derision out of the temple of the Lord. Alas, to what have I been likened? I am not like the fowls of the heaven, because even the fowls of the heaven are productive before thee, O Lord. Alas, to what have I been likened? I am not like the beasts of the earth, because even the beasts of the earth are productive before thee, O Lord. Alas, to what have I been likened? I am not like these waters, because even these waters are productive before thee, O Lord. Alas, to what have I been likened? I am not like this earth, because even the earth bringeth forth its fruits in season, and blesseth thee, O Lord. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood by, saying, Anna, Anna, the Lord hath heard thy prayer, and thou shalt conceive, and shall bring forth, and thy seed shall be spoken of in all the world. And Anna said, As the Lord my God liveth, if I beget either male or female, I will bring it as a gift to the Lord my God, and it shall minister to him in holy things all the days of its life. And behold, two angels came, saying to her, Behold, Joachim thy husband is coming with thy flocks. For an angel of the Lord went down to him, saying, Joachim, Joachim, the Lord God hath heard thy prayer. Go down hence, for behold, thy wife Anna shall conceive. And Joachim went down and called his shepherd, saying, Bring me hither 10 she-lambs without spot or blemish, and they shall be for the Lord my God. And bring me 12 tender calves, and they shall be for the priests and the elders. And 100 goats for all the people. And behold, Joachim came with his flocks, and Anna stood by the gate, and saw Joachim coming. And she ran and hung upon his neck, saying, Now I know that the Lord God hath blessed me exceedingly. For behold, the widow no longer a widow, and I the childless shall conceive. And Joachim rested the first day in his house. And on the following day he brought his offerings, saying in himself, If the Lord God has been rendered gracious to me, the plate on the priest's forehead will make it manifest to me. And Joachim brought his offerings, and observed attentively the priest's plate when he went up to the altar of the Lord, and he saw no sin in himself. And Joachim said, Now I know that the Lord has been gracious unto me, and has remitted all my sins. And he went down from the temple of the Lord justified, and departed to his own house. And her months were fulfilled, and in the 9th month Anna brought forth. And she said to the midwife, What have I brought forth? And she said, A girl. And said Anna, My soul has been magnified this day. And she laid her down. And the days having been fulfilled, Anna was purified, and gave the breast to the child, and called her name Mary. And the child grew strong day by day, and when she was 6 months old, her mother set her on the ground to try whether she could stand. And she walked 7 steps and came into her bosom. And she snatched her up, saying, As the Lord my God liveth, thou shalt not walk on this earth until I bring thee into the temple of the Lord. And she made a sanctuary in her bedchamber, and allowed nothing common or unclean to pass through her. And she called the undefiled daughters of the Hebrews, and they led her astray. And when she was a year old, Joachim made a great feast, and invited the priests and the scribes and the elders and all the people of Israel. And Joachim brought the child to the priests, and they blessed her, saying, O God of our fathers, bless this child, and give her an everlasting name to be named in all generations. And all the people said, so be it, Amen. And he brought her to the chief priests, and they blessed her, saying, O God Most High, look upon this child, and bless her with the utmost blessing, which shall be forever. And her mother snatched her up, and took her into the sanctuary of her bedchamber, and gave her the breast. And Anna made a song to the Lord God, saying, I will sing a song to the Lord my God, for he hath looked upon me, and hath taken away the reproach of mine enemies. And the Lord hath given the fruit of his righteousness, singular in its kind, and richly endowed before him. Who will tell the sons of Reuben that Anna gives suck? Hear, hear, ye 12 tribes of Israel, that Anna gives suck. And she laid her to rest in the bedchamber of her sanctuary, and went out and ministered unto them. And when the supper was ended, they went down rejoicing and glorifying the God of Israel. And her months were added to the child. And the child was 2 years old. And Joachim said, Let us take her up to the temple of the Lord, that we may pay the vow that we have vowed, lest perchance the Lord send to us, and our offering be not received. And Anna said, Let us wait for the 3rd year, in order that the child may not seek for father or mother. And Joachim said, So let us wait. And the child was 3 years old. And Joachim said, Invite the daughters of the Hebrews that are undefiled, and let them each take a lamp, and let them stand with the lamps burning, that the child may not turn back, and her heart be captivated from the temple of the Lord. And they did so, until they went up into the temple of the Lord. And the priest received her, and kissed her, and blessed her, saying, The Lord has magnified thy name in all generations. In thee, on the last of the days, the Lord will manifest his redemption to the sons of Israel. And he set her down upon the third step of the altar. And the Lord God sent grace upon her, and she danced with her feet, and all the house of Israel loved her. And her parents went down marveling and praising the Lord God, because the child had not turned back. And Mary was in the temple of the Lord, as if she were a dove that dwelt there, and she received food from the hand of an angel. And when she was 12 years old, there was held a council of the priests, saying, Behold, Mary has reached the age of 12 years in the temple of the Lord. What then shall we do with her, lest perchance she defile the sanctuary of the Lord? And they said to the high priest, Thou standest by the altar of the Lord. Go in, and pray concerning her, and whatever the Lord shall manifest unto thee, that also will we do. And the high priest went in, taking the robe with the 12 bells into the Holy of Holies, and he prayed concerning her. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood by him, saying unto him, Zacharias, Zacharias, go out and assemble the widowers of the people, and let them bring each his rod. And to whomsoever the Lord shall show a sign, his wife shall she be. And the heralds went out through all the circuit of Judea, and the trumpet of the Lord sounded, and all ran. And Joseph, throwing away his axe, went out to meet them. And when they had assembled, they went away to the high priest, taking with them their rods. And he, taking the rods of all of them, entered into the temple and prayed. And having ended his prayer, he took the rods and came out, and gave them to them. But there was no sign in them. And Joseph took his rod last. And behold, a dove came out of the rod and flew upon Joseph's head. And the priest said to Joseph, Thou hast been chosen by lot to take into thy keeping the virgin of the Lord. But Joseph refused, saying, I have children, and I am an old man, and she is a young girl. I am afraid lest I become a laughingstock to the sons of Israel. And the priest said to Joseph, Fear the Lord thy God, and remember what the Lord did to Dathan and Abiram and Korah, how the earth opened, and they were swallowed up on account of their contradiction. And now fear, O Joseph, lest the same things happen in thy house. And Joseph was afraid, and took her into his keeping. And Joseph said to Mary, Behold, I have received thee from the temple of the Lord, and now I will leave thee in my house, and go away to build my buildings, and I shall come to thee. The Lord will protect thee. And there was a council of the priests, saying, Let us make a veil for the temple of the Lord. And the priest said, Call to me the undefiled virgins of the family of David. And the officers went away and sought and found 7 virgins. And the priest remembered the child Mary, that she was of the family of David and undefiled before God. And the officers went away and brought her. And they brought them into the temple of the Lord. And the priest said, Choose for me by lot who shall spin the gold, and the white, and the fine linen, and the silk, and the blue, and the scarlet, and the true purple. And the true purple and the scarlet fell to the lot of Mary, and she took them and went away to her house. And at that time Zacharias was dumb, and Samuel was in his place until the time that Zacharias spake. And Mary took the scarlet and spun it. And she took the pitcher and went out to fill it with water. And behold, a voice saying, Hail, thou who hast received grace, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women. And she looked round on the right hand and on the left to see whence this voice came. And she went away, trembling, to her house, and put down the pitcher. And taking the purple, she sat down on her seat and drew it out. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before her, saying, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found grace before the Lord of all, and thou shalt conceive according to his word. And she, hearing, reasoned with herself, saying, Shall I conceive by the Lord, the living God? And shall I bring forth as every woman brings forth? And the angel of the Lord said, Not so, Mary, for the power of the Lord shall overshadow thee. Wherefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of the Most High. And thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. And Mary said, Behold, the servant of the Lord before his face. Let it be unto me according to thy word. And she made the purple and the scarlet, and took them to the priest. And the priest blessed her, and said, Mary, the Lord God hath magnified thy name, and thou shalt be blessed in all the generations of the earth. And Mary, with great joy, went away to Elizabeth her kinswoman, and knocked at the door. And when Elizabeth heard her, she threw away the scarlet, and ran to the door, and opened it. And seeing Mary, she blessed her, and said, Whence is this to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For behold, that which is in me leaped and blessed thee. But Mary had forgotten the mysteries of which the archangel Gabriel had spoken, and gazed up into heaven and said, Who am I, O Lord, that all the generations of the earth should bless me? And she remained 3 months with Elizabeth, and day by day she grew bigger. And Mary, being afraid, went away to her own house, and hid herself from the sons of Israel. And she was 16 years old when these mysteries happened. And she was in her 6th month, and behold, Joseph came back from his building, and entering into his house, he discovered that she was big with child. And he smote his face, and threw himself on the ground upon the sackcloth, and wept bitterly, saying, With what face shall I look upon the Lord my God? And what prayer shall I make about this maiden? Because I received her a virgin out of the temple of the Lord, and I have not watched over her. Who is it that has hunted me down? Who has done this evil thing in my house, and defiled the virgin? Has not the history of Adam been repeated in me? For just as Adam was in the hour of his singing praise, and the serpent came, and found Eve alone, and completely deceived her, so it has happened to me also. And Joseph stood up from the sackcloth, and called Mary, and said to her, O thou who hast been cared for by God, why hast thou done this, and forgotten the Lord thy God? Why hast thou brought low thy soul, thou that wast brought up in the Holy of Holies, and didst receive food from the hand of an angel? And she wept bitterly, saying, I am innocent, and have known no man. And Joseph said to her, Whence then is that which is in thy womb? And she said, As the Lord my God liveth, I do not know whence it is to me. And Joseph was greatly afraid, and retired from her, and considered what he should do in regard to her. And Joseph said, If I conceal her sin, I find myself fighting against the law of the Lord. And if I expose her to the sons of Israel, I am afraid lest that which is in her be from an angel, and I shall be found giving up innocent blood to the doom of death. What then shall I do with her? I will put her away from me secretly. And night came upon him, and behold, an angel of the Lord appears to him in a dream, saying, Be not afraid for this maiden, for that which is in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she will bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. And Joseph arose from sleep, and glorified the God of Israel, who had given him this grace, and he kept her. And Annas the scribe came to him and said, Why hast thou not appeared in our assembly? And Joseph said to him, Because I was weary from my journey, and rested the first day. And Annas turned, and saw that Mary was with child. And he ran away to the priest, and said to him, Joseph, whom thou didst vouch for, has committed a grievous crime. And the priest said, How so? And he said, He has defiled the virgin whom he received out of the temple of the Lord, and has married her by stealth, and has not revealed it to the sons of Israel. And the priest, answering, said, Has Joseph done this? Then said Annas the scribe, Send officers, and thou wilt find the virgin with child. And the officers went away, and found it as he had said, and they brought her along with Joseph to the tribunal. And the priest said, Mary, why hast thou done this? And why hast thou brought thy soul low, and forgotten the Lord thy God? Thou that wast reared in the Holy of Holies, and that did receive food from the hand of an angel, and didst hear the hymns, and did dance before him, why hast thou done this? And she wept bitterly, saying, As the Lord my God liveth, I am pure before him, and know not a man. And the priest said to Joseph, Why hast thou done this? And Joseph said, As the Lord liveth, I am pure concerning her. Then said the priest, Bear not false witness, but speak the truth. Thou hast married her by stealth, and hast not revealed it to the sons of Israel, and hast not bowed thy head under the strong hand, that thy seed might be blessed. And Joseph was silent. And the priest said, Give up the virgin whom thou didst receive out of the temple of the Lord. And Joseph burst into tears. And the priest said, I will give you to drink of the water of the ordeal of the Lord, and he shall make manifest your sins in your eyes. And the priest took the water, and gave Joseph to drink, and sent him away to the hill country. And he returned unhurt. And he gave to Mary also to drink, and sent her away to the hill country. And she returned unhurt. And all the people wondered that sin did not appear in them. And the priest said, If the Lord God has not made manifest your sins, neither do I judge you. And he sent them away. And Joseph took Mary and went away to his own house, rejoicing and glorifying the God of Israel. End of part 1.